This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We are, tonight we're learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. And basically, we're up the creek without a paddle right now, because Rav Chisda says that the Chachamim have the koyach la'akar davar min haTorah. It seems like Rav Chisda says they could even do it v'kum va'aseh, because Rav Chisda is of the opinion that even though a truma, which is potentially a good truma, being toirim al haTameh al haTahar, where b'shogeg it's a good truma, b'mezid it's lo yosav lo klum. And the Gemara asked on that, that even that article that you were mafresh as truma, it returns back to Tevel because of Gzera Dilma Pasha. So is there something in the Amidai Raisa? It's a truma, and because of Loi Pasha, Dilma Pasha, the Rabbanan were mafgia, midei, a truma. And basically, we try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. And the Gemara said there's no raya from the Mishnah. The fact that you're a mamzeres, the fact that they produce mamzerim, even the union from the original husband, that's only to aser the person in a Yisraelis, but it does not permit him to marry a mamzer. So basically, we have no source really that the chachamim have the ability lakar davar min haTorah b'kum ma'aseh. Amar lei, Reb Chisda says, boy la'isvach, I would really ask to you from many cases where the Chachamim seem to be oikar davar min haTorah. I would really offer proof to my position from many cases. Number one, a case of an Arel. What's the case of an Arel? The Chachamim say that someone who converts is Tamei. Someone who has a mila and then convert, and in the process of conversion, it's like becoming tamei. And a ger who converts erev Pesach cannot shech the Karim Pesach, even though midoraisa they're tahar, the rabbanon were goyzer tuma, and they say you can't eat from the Karim Pesach. Now, what's the gezera? Beis Hillel says the gezera is that this ger, in his process of becoming Jewish, he goes to the mikvah. Now, presumably, when he was a guy, he came in contact with a dead body. So he thinks that the reason why he's tahar is because he went to the mikvah. He doesn't realize the reason why he's tahar is because he never contracted tumah as a Gentile. Next year, when he touches a dead body, so he's going to think, okay, I'll just go to the mikvah to remove the tumah. So therefore, we're goyzer tumah on gerim. Since we're goyzer tumah on gerim, that means we don't even allow them to bring a Karim Pesach. That means midai raisa, they have to bring a Karim Pesach. And the Chachamim do not interfere with that. So Rav Chisda says that's one example where the Rabbanon are really being oikar davar min haTorah. Or Hazah. Hazah is spritzing the blood. And the halacha is, we don't spritz it on Shabbos, and it's not doicha Shabbos, and it will prevent you from bringing the Karban Pesach, even though it's only a Drabanan. So that's another example of where a Drabanan will be oikar davar min haTorah. Where it's only a Shavus, and we don't do it on Shabbos, and it will even stop. In other words, the Hazah we're talking about is the sprinkling of the ashes of Paraduma, which will render a person Tahar, and we won't allow it to be done on Shabbos, even if it prevents you from bringing the Karban Pesach. Or V'izemel, carrying a knife for the Mila, through a Rishus Drabanan, we won't allow that to happen because of Gzer Drabanan, despite the fact that we are postponing Mila Dairaisa, or Sodin Betzitzis. The Chachamim said not to put wool strings on a linen garment, even though shatness is mutter and tzitzis. Why? Because the ksus laila is pater from tzitzis, and you might keep it on, you might wear it in the nighttime. So that's an example where the Chachamim basically said a sodin of a sodin, which is made out of linen, is pater from tzitzis. Or v'kisve atzeres. Rashi says he doesn't really have a tradition what this is referring to, but he believes that what this is referring to is that the karbanos of Shavuos that were shechted shalai l'shma, so the halacha is that you sprinkle the blood and the meat you could eat, because any karban that was shechted shalai l'shma is kosher. It's just la'ol l'bam l'shem chayva, so it should be like regular shlamim. And if it was Shabbos, that Shavuos came out on Shabbos, now we know Shabbos is could be pushed away for a carbon that's brought lishma, and in such a situation, we don't allow the carbon to be brought, even though there's a mitzvah da'iraisa. Basically, the shvus d'rabbanan is madche three mitzvahs asay that we don't do the zrikas hadam. We don't do the haktaras emurim. We don't eat the basar. But we say that since it was shechted shaloi lishma, we don't do any of these other avoidas, which are all mitzvah saseh d'iraisa. So we see that because of gzera d'rabbanan, that it was shechted shaloi lishma, we don't fulfill these d'iraisas. And v'shoifar, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shoifar. V'lulav, if Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't take the lulav. So, Rav Chisda says, I would have brought proof from any of these examples that a drabanan trumps the d'oraisa. However, hashda d'shanislan, now that you taught us, now that you answered, sheva altasa, loima akarhu, now that you taught us that a sheva altasa does not uproot, is not considered uprooting, now that you said that in a situation where the Chachamim are not actively violating the Torah, they're just telling you not to fulfill what the Torah says. So now that you just answered in the previous page, Sheva Altasa is not a violation of being Oikar Darmana Torah, so Kulunami Sheva Altasa, and in all these cases are Sheva Altasa, but we still don't know that the Chachamim have the capacity to be Oikar Darmana Torah B'kum Ba'asei. So the Gemara is still on the hunt, still on the search. How do we know that the Chachamim of the Koyach Laker Davar Min HaTorah B'Kama Asay Toshma Elov Tishma'un? It's talking about the Navi. You should listen to him. You listen to a Navi, Afilu Oymer Lecha, even if the Navi tells you Avor Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Shabbatorah, violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, Kegoin Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, for example, Elijah on Mount Carmel, where Eliyahu said we should be Makriv Kodshim B'chutz. Hakol lefi shah. Everything is in accordance with the zman. Shemaloi. We listen to him. So we see the chachamim have the power. Lakar davar min haTorah. Now, the question is, what do you mean? But it's only lefi shah. They're only doing it temporarily. So clearly in the Havamina, lefi shah doesn't mean temporarily. Lefi shah must refer to based on the need of the time. The Navi has the capacity to be Oikar Davar Min HaTorah and to say you could be Makriv Kachim B'chutz. Says Gemara, what's the Raya? Shani Hasan Dachsev Elov Tishmon. There it's different. It says you should listen to him. So explicitly it says listen to him. But you can't apply it to other cases. Says Gemara, V'ligmar Minei. Learn out from there that if the Torah says to listen to a Navi who tells you to desecrate the Torah, so learn out from there that the Chachamim have the Koyach Laker Davar Min HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Migdar Milsa Shani. That's only in a situation where there is violation of Halacha, so the Chachamim could go ahead and be Oikar Davar Min HaTorah B'Kum Ma'aseh to restore the order of Halachic observance. But how do you know, because of a chshash of the future, the Chachamim have the koyach, lakar davar min haTorah? maybe only when there's a problem, when people are worshipping idols, like in the case of the Nevi'ei HaBaal, the Chachamim could come along and they could be Oikar Davar Min HaTorah because of a problem that exists, but sort of forecasting that there will be a problem. For example, in the case of Reb Chisda, where we say it's not Truma, because if we would say it is Truma, but do it again, he's not going to listen to us. So there's no problem right now. But we're prognosticating that there will be a problem. Who says under such circumstances, the Chachamim could be Oikar, Davar Min HaTorah? Tashma, come in here. Batloi Mevutal. This is a very interesting halacha. A man sends a get to his wife with a shliach. So technically speaking, before the shliach gives the get, the man could go in front of Edom and say, I don't want to give the get, I'm mevatel the get, and it's not a good get. But as you can imagine, that could have disastrous repercussions, because the shliach will give it, the woman will think she's divorced, the woman will get married, she'll have children, the children will be mamzerim, and the guy just caused this great disruption to the family life and to the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael from the comfort of his home. So the Chachamim basically say that a person cannot be mevatel the get unless he either goes to the woman herself or he tells the shliach himself. But like, if the Baal was mevatel it, even though the Chachamim said not to, mevatel, it's batel. The get is batel. Divrei Rebbe. Shimon Gamliel, no. Eino yachol loy levatloy, he cannot be mevatel the get. V'loy lahoysef al tanoi, we know a person could get divorced on a condition. Let's say a man says, I'm divorcing you unless you put five kinds of meat in the chalent. And every week she puts five kinds of meat in the chalent. And then he says, I'm going to divorce you, but only on condition A, B, and C. And then he says he wants to add to the conditions. So it turns out she was never divorced. So she's going to think she could get divorced. Turns out he added to the conditions. So Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Eina Yachal Oy Levatloi, can't be Levatloi, 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 Tanai, can't add to the Tanai. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yafeh. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you know why he can't be mevatelit? You know why he can't be moisel on the tanai? Because then what is the koyach of Bezdin? If Bezdin told the guy not to be mevatel the get, not in her presence, then if he's able to do it, what kind of koyach does Bezdin have? It must be if Bezdin said not to do it, then if he does it, it's not mevutel. Even though midoraisa, it's not a good get, the Chachamim say it's a good get. Midoraisa, she's not allowed to get married. It's not a good get. She wasn't allowed to get married. And the children are mamzerim. And the Chachamim say, no, it's a good get. It says, Gemara of Ha'achim midoraisa, batel get. Over here, the get is batel midoraisa. Mishama koyach bezdin yafeh. Because of the svara, well, if we're going to say it's batel and mevutel, if we're going to say that we're going to follow the Doraisa, that it's batel, then the Chachamim, what power do the Chachamim have? And therefore we say it's a good get, and Kasharina Neisha Sishlama, you're mattering a married woman to the world. And this is a raya that the Chachamim have the Koyach Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. Because Midoraisa, the get is batel. And the Chachamim say, well, we told him not to do it, so if we told him not to be mevatel it, it's not batel, and it's a good get. That means we're mattering a woman l'shuk. That means yesh kach l'chachamim lakar davar min ha-Torah. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof at all. Because man di mekadesh, someone who gets married, adaita d'rabbana mekadesh. One who gets married marries with the mindset of what the Rabbanan want. And in such a case, v'afki'inu Rabbanan l'kedushin, the Rabbanan or mafkia the Kedushin. So let's think for a moment. This guy married the woman. He married her that this marriage will only be good if the Chachamim want it. He then gave her a get. He was then mevatel the get. So really they're married. But the Chachamim say that if you're going to marry a woman and then give her again and be mevatulit, we don't like such a marriage. So we're oiker the marriage. So it's not that the Chachamim are oiker davar min haTorah, it's that the Chachamim basically stipulate on every marriage that the marriage is only effective if they want such a marriage. And in a case where you are mevatel a get, the Chachamim say, we want the get, we don't like the marriage, so we'll terminate the marriage. So now the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Amar l'Ravina l'Rav Ashi, Ravina says to Rav Ashi, ha teinach de kadosh b'kaspa. I can understand that the Rabbanu will be mafgiah the kedushin if you get married with kesef, so they'll render the giving over of kesef into a gift ba'alma. But kadosh b'bia ma'yikal ameimar. What would the Rabbanon say if someone marries a woman with relations? How will they consider those relations? Because if they're going to be oikar the kedushin, that means the man didn't live with her for the sake of kedushin. So then, what will that act of kedushin be rendered? So Gemara says it will be rendered a bilas zenos. Shavu Rabbanon lebilas abilas nos. The Rabbanon will render the relations an act of znos. So right now we have no raya. Yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min haTorah. Tashma, come in here. Amar Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said, Shamati, I heard, Shabezdin makin, that Bezdin could hit va'oinshin and punish shaloi min haTorah, even if it's not biblically prescribed. V'loi laver al devei Torah, they're not going to do it to violate that which the Torah says, but rather they would administer such punishments, ela lasa siyag l'tayra, in order to make a fence around the Torah. So even though the Torah doesn't say to kill someone under these circumstances or to give lashes under the circumstances, the Chachamim are allowed to. Even though, by the way, if you kill someone, that's murder. And if you hit someone, that's hitting. You can't just hit someone. But the Chachamim, to uphold the Torah, they have the ability to administer death penalty or malchus. Umaisa ba'adam echad, the story about a guy, Sherachav al Suspa Shabbos. He was riding on a horse on Shabbos, v'mei yivanim, in times of the Greeks. Times of the Greeks, Shabbos was treated lightly. Ve'yu haviyu lebezin, they brought him to Bezin, uskalu, and they stoned him. Lo yimnei sheroi lekach, not because he deserved it, ela shashot tzrich lekach, the time needed it, time called for it. V'shuv ma'isa ba'adam echad, there was another time, there's a story. Shehitiach be'ishtoi tachas hateinu, a man had relations with his wife under a fig tree, and that was considered lewd behavior. V'heviyu lebezdin, they brought him to Bezdin. V'hilkuhu, they gave him malchus. Lemin ne'sheroi lekach, ela shashot tzrich lekach. So we see that even though midiraisa, you can't just kill someone, you can't just hit someone, under these circumstances, you're allowed to. Under circumstances, that means the chachamim have the koyach lakar davar min haTorah. Says the Gemara, Migdar Mil Sashani, we already said, if they're doing it because there's a problem, people are riding horses on Shabbos, people are acting promiscuous. So to solve a problem, the Chachamim could do it, Lemigdar Milsa, to make offense. But who says the Chachamim could be Oikar Dharma Torah Kumase, forecasting a potential problem, like Rav Chisda said, that if we're going to tell the person it's Truma, but to give it again, he'll be Paisheya. Right now, there are no problems. So who said you could be Oikar Davar Min haTorah because you're worried about something that will happen? That we still have no raya to. And amazingly, the Gemara ends off that we taka have no raya, that the Chachamim could be Oikar Davar Min haTorah b'kumase. And what's Rav Chisda's source? He doesn't have a source that has been admissible by the Gemara. And Pashtus is the Chachamim don't have the koch to be lakad or minatar v'kamase. So where did Rav Chisda get it from? I don't know. Maybe you know, but the Gemara doesn't know. We continue on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, neither husband, this is talking about where a woman got married with an eid echad, and the husband walked in, So neither husband could be matama to her. Minol, and why? Dechsiv, it says, Kiyim l'sherei ha-karoiv elav, a koyen could only be matame to a wife that's related to him. Va'amar mar, the master we said earlier, she'eroi zu ishtoi. Your she'er is your wife. Dechsiv, and it says, le'yitame ba'al ba'amav l'hechaloi. A husband cannot be matame into his people to be profaned, meaning as a husband he cannot be metame, which implies, so basically that it's saying a husband can't be metame. So yesh baal she metame, there's some kind of husband that could be metame to his wife, v'yesh baal she metame, and there's this kind of husband that can't be metame. Ha'ketzad, what is that? Metame hu l'ishtai k'shera, he can be metame to his kosher wife, ein metame l'ishtai psula, he can't be metame to his pasul wife. And therefore, from here we learn out that since she's usher to him, so he's not allowed to be metame to her. Not the first husband and not the second husband. Neither husband is zoicha in her metziyais. Says Gemara, Taima, my Omer Rabban metziyais isha l'bala, why does a husband keep the findings of his wife? Ki hechad lo tehava la'eva, because otherwise they're going to have hard feelings. She's going to find a very good stamp, and he has a nice stamp collection, and he's saying, give it to me! You say, no, I don't want to give it to you. And he said, what? If you don't give it to me, I'm not going to buy you Mishpacha magazine. So it's going to get very sensitive over here. So therefore, that's why we say that a woman finds something, he keeps it. But in this case, we want them to have Eva, because we don't want them staying together. Says the Gemara, Hacha, to have it like Eva ve'eva, here let them have animosity. We want them to disband anyway. He also doesn't get her handiwork. Usually a woman goes to work, the husband owns it. Taima may amri rabban masi adalabal, why do the handiwork go to the husband? Mishum de ka'achla mazayne. The reason why the husband gets her masi adayim is because he's required to feed her. But since kiven de mazayne lesla, since he's not required to feed such a woman, masi adalab didei, he doesn't get her Masiyadayim. V'loy mefer nidareh, he cannot annul her vows. What's the reason a husband is allowed to annul the vows of his wife? Because if he can't annul the vows, she might become despicable to him. Who knows what kind of... She might say, I take a neder that I'm not going to cook with salt. Okay, lots of luck for these guys getting along on Shabbos. So she brings him a cholent. It has no taste. Forget it. What kind of shalom bias will there be? So therefore the Chachamim allowed the husband to annul the vows of his wife so that she's not disparaged to him. But here, time of Mayom Rachmano, Baal Mefer, why did the merciful one say the husband is Mefer than a dharma of his wife? Kidei Shalei Tizgane, so that she doesn't become despicable. Hacha Tizgane V'Tizgane. Here, let her become despicable. We want them to disband anyway. Marv Rabbeisai, tomorrow night, Dav Tzadi Aleph. Maybe we'll do a little Eon, we'll see. And this week, this year is Tuesday night. And wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha Batzlacha, Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.